I'm ready.
We're in
Yeah.
Copenhagen.
We're
Betty
in
Dodson,
Copenhagen.
Pia Strzok, our host, and of course me, Carlin Ross. But we're here podcasting at like 10 p.m. after a big meal at the Greek restaurant, after a full 2 days of workshop. People don't understand what that means and how much work
Body sex groups.
that is.
Consciousness raising groups about sex and orgasms. How to have better orgasms.
Women, women
How
more.
to become orgasmic and more orgasmic.
It was amazing today, I have to admit.
Was that a knockout?
And I have to say, like, you all know me. I'm a lawyer, turns, I don't know what you would call me, running Cherry Bomb, doing these podcasts,
Freak.
freak. The last 2 days have been some of the most influential days of my life,
Ooh,
I will
it's
say.
going to get more intense.
And it will get more intense. And I am like the biggest cynic. And I thought, you know what? I want to do a podcast. And I want people to be able to know what it's like to be in a sex workshop with the great Betty Dodson.
It has been overwhelming just the days up to leading up to you coming here was overwhelming, and I need to keep my flat good in order and things like that. We've been working very hard and really.
And the minute I enter, I say, "Oh my God, this is a mess. We've got to clean this up."
That's so shameful.
But we've been
And she keep stirring the pot of the
Oh
shame.
yes, no, get it out. Get rid of that. You haven't. When was the last time you used that? Get rid of But you know what? It was
it.
all worth Monday night's dinner. I think Monday night's dinner was one of the best dinners of my life.
Is the first one we had?
Oh, who do we go with? What's your friend from Norway who runs
Oh, Terrier, Terrier,
Terrier? He runs
Gammelsrud,
Cupido.
Gammelsrud, Gammelsrud,
You'll see, we're
Gammelsrud.
gonna put some of
Wait a
his
minute,
content on our portal. He
he's
runs Cupido, and he's gonna.
producer, editor. It's his baby. He created it and he puts it together. You want to talk about hands-on?
Well, he
You
said
know.
it was interesting as they called his work pansexual.
Oh, indeed it
And that
is.
is so appropriate
And that
because
is,
that is his
yeah,
work.
he
That is.
takes all kinds of sexuality seriously, and I love that. That's just in line with my own values of life, really.
He's a fantastic.
Appreciating everybody's need to have a different sexuality from everybody else. I do not want uniformity. I do not want the forcing us all to be hetero mono as the only hetero mono intercourse missionary as the only real kind of sex.
Childbearing, don't forget childbearing.
Oh, I hate it. Come on, we're in 2007
There are
and
lots
we
of
all
alternative
know an awful
lifestyles.
lot about birth control.
Different lifestyles.
I want people to really design their own sex lives
Have a choice.
as they feel is appropriate for them, and changing it whenever they are changing in
Their
their.
life changes because you change during your life journey.
Yeah,
So why would your
exactly.
sexuality stay the same? What turns you on
Never.
today will not turn you on in 10 years.
Yeah,
Right?
exactly. In my 20s, I changed every 2 years. In my 30s, I changed every 5 years. In my 40s, I didn't even bother to latch on to anybody long enough to make a change. And it's been getting better ever since. Oh, and now I've done 9 years of monogamy. Well, I've been
You know what?
9 masturbating.
years.
Yeah, I mean, I can do it. Anybody can do He it.
was
22
and you were.
Well, he was so young, and I had to train him as well Yeah?
as
How
teach
old were
him. And
you when he came in?
69.
69?
That's a
He was
fortuitous
22?
month, a
Yeah.
year.
At a great age, it was 69, and we were about to go into the new millennium. And I thought, I think the world might come to an end.
Give me that 22-year-old.
I want that beautiful young man, No, he wanted
and whoa,
you.
no, it
So
was
he was the one
oh,
entering.
yes, it was
He
perfect. No, it
wanted.
was mutual. He wanted a
Yeah.
teacher. I wanted a young stud. We were made, it was a match made in heaven. So enter he did, and it was the best way in the world to get through the new millennium. And I found out that the world didn't come to an end, and now I had this young man who'd lived, who moved in with me. So that, and that's the next story, which will.
Pilly.
We'll get into. I have to keep on yelling at Pia and Betty to fucking talk into your mics.
We'll talk in the
Oh, I keep moving away, don't I? Yes.
Yes, yeah. You do. Conversation, you naturally do.
We're emotional about our
Can I tell you?
Oh, we start talking about our lives.
We're emotional because we just had 2 days of the most intense, almost soul-bearing.
Spiritual.
It was very spiritual.
Emotionally, yes. And spiritual healing that is going
and
on.
And we had it 2 days.
Workshop.
And we're done at 10 p.m. And then we go out for a big dinner and we drink lots of wine. And I'm like, okay, we have to podcast about our experience. Betty is so gross.
Pia did that. I would never do such a thing.
And you can be taking your blame. I love you, girly. I call you both girlies.
It's girly. I don't know what it is. It's girl.
It means what, like...
A girl? A female?
Chica. Awesome. Like in New York City, I'd be like, hey, chica. It means like, you little chick.
Hey, little chica. Yeah.
I love that.
It's just a loving name.
Yeah.
Do you call it a nickname?
It's very sweet.
Yes. A nickname.
It's just because I like these people.
Oh, I had such a good time.
It's my way of expressing that I like you.
Oh, that's how we take it. We flew in Sunday, then we had this marvelous dinner. We crashed for a few hours, and then what did we do Monday? We had all kinds of press interviews.
Press meeting?
What would you advise our young women to do? I mean, could you give me 5 tips?
That was really pissing me off.
10 tips?
You know why?
What are the first steps?
That's so...
What would you tell our 19-year-old women how to be more sexual?
Join a workshop. Join an orgasm workshop.
Well, one of the interviewers today, she said, well, but what would I tell her what to do? She says that when she masturbates, it's boring. And finally, I said, tell her to slit her wrists.
I know you did. I was trying to be in those interviews to kind of put the leash on you and pull you back. Because you know what it is? It's like, it's an anger because I was really expecting to come to Copenhagen and be in this warm, open environment that I didn't want to leave because I come from America where everything is just prudish and repressive. So I had this idea.
You find people here who are just as oppressed.
They're just as repressed and more.
Yes, yes. If not a little bit more, because media in the States is a little more hip.
Yes.
Media is a little more hip in New York than it is here.
Well, what I found is, and what frustrated me is all those women's mags interviews.
They are so superficial.
It was exactly how it would be if Cosmo United States interviewed her, the top 5 ways, all this bullshit make women feel bad. And I'm like, oh my God, our culture has permeated every bastion of, you know what I mean?
And no, we've made
intelligentsia.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Like we have ruined all of it. And when I hear women talking about getting vaginoplasty and cutting their lips and
breast
all
implants.
Of it and their body image issues. I'm sitting there in the workshop and I'm like, I've never been with 13 more beautiful women of every size, shape, and color my life.
Listen to this. We had the skinniest, boniest woman.
Mm-hmm.
We had the
Pernilla.
Most...
I love her.
Yes.
I love her.
And then we had the most voluptuous, huge,
Layla,
giant Amazon
sexy.
Lila. And she was just
sexy.
This beautiful,
wonderful.
White, big, gigantic pillow with an extraordinary pussy and exquisite nails that were at least an inch long.
Yeah. Oh, they were great.
Painted black on the end with
and
stars.
And the black was decorated.
Stars
and stars.
Moons. Yeah. And stones. She had, oh my God.
She had stones.
They were so
on
and
sexy.
And then when it came time for the genital show and tell, this beautiful big Amazon splits her outer lips and woo, lo and behold.
The black orchid.
No, this is the one with all the jewelry and
oh,
the piercing.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
lots
yeah.
of piercings in her, both inner and outer.
She probably had like
and
6.
On her hood.
She had
her
a piercing.
Hood pierced.
Yeah, she had a piercing on her hood. She had a couple in her inner lips, and she had
that. I could do. I could do the inner lips. I could not do the hood.
She didn't
anything
have,
close to
never.
My clit. I know I'd no, die.
Yeah, and she did talk about the vibrator giving her problems, so she needed the washcloth.
Yeah, she couldn't put the vibrator directly on her pussy because of all the metal.
So any ladies getting their pussy pierced? know that you can't put your vibrator right on the metal. You need to put a washcloth.
All you have to do is put something soft between you and the heavy metal. The heavy metal.
No one was shy in that workshop. I love that. Everyone had a different body type, and no one was shy. We all sat there, and we were big and small and skinny and dark and light.
Every possible color, shape, and size. So when you're sitting in the room and you see this, and for me,
overwhelming
now,
for me, the first day, I couldn't believe it. I was so overwhelmed.
I have not done a workshop for 12 years. I have not done one. And this whole 2 days, I'm thinking, oh, I've got to redesign it. I've got to make it up as I go along. There are things I've got to shift, gears I've got to shift. This isn't going to work. That's going to, I'm in a new environment.
And the funny thing is you chose to do exactly the same things that I know so well.
It's very interesting because I tell you what, I just at the last minute, I said, keep making it up, Dodson. It's working. And then I'd say, now what are we going to do next? Well, why don't we blah, blah, blah.
Do this normal, ordinary.
Yeah, like I knew.
As we've seen on the videos.
No. I had a shift. I changed so much today. We started off completely different. I thought I was going to do something completely different.
Yeah.
So. We started with this, always what I start with, going around the circle. How do you feel about your body and how do you feel about your orgasms? Because when we have that conversation, which however long it takes, we know who is in the room. Mm-hmm. So everybody is speaking first person.
Just like the consciousness raising groups
of the 70s.
Of the feminist movement, where women would get around and they would talk about their lives and they would say in the first person.
Yeah. Always first person. Talk about yourself. Don't talk about them, your parents, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, the neighbors. Talk about yourself.
And didn't we get such great stories? You had a pregnant mother. She's what, 7 months, 8 months?
Oh, eight. She said eight.
She said 8 months. And I was like, hats off. You know what I mean? To be pregnant in a workshop, I'm like, you're cool. Immediately.
And we talked about when she has the orgasm, what happens, you know, the baby is going to be riding in the amniotic fluid. You know, this.
Well, the baby quiets down. When they do foreplay, the baby jumps around a little bit.
Yeah, it's active. Foreplay, yeah.
And then once they're having straight penetration sex, the baby chills out.
When they get serious, like they settle down, the baby settles down. I love it.
That was a great story. And how do we love our little, what is it, the pony?
Oh, yeah.
We had a woman. Pony. Yes, we had a woman Pinto. That had the...
Pinto pony. That's and it. Pinto.
Isn't that also Appaloosa? The Appaloosa ponies that are also painted ponies.
I think Appaloosa can be like beige, black, white, and she was definitely
patterned.
Brown and white.
Yeah. She was brown and white.
She was losing the pigment in her skin. Yeah. And what was the most interesting is she's... I don't know. She's white, and she was she's Danish, and she had kind of a darker, like, mocha pigment to her skin, though. But right by her pussy was a big white stretch of skin that lost its pigment, and right on either side.
Because of the vitiligo.
And then her breasts, and I thought it was really exciting. I thought it was hot. I thought it was so hot. I'm like, there were guys that I know would pay for this.
And she was such a sweet girl. She was so lovable.
So nice. Suzanne. I loved Suzanne. Yeah. She was so great. Yeah. I loved her.
She was. Me too.
And then how can we fit Kantia, Miss Venezuela?
Oh
my God.
Always partying, always showing off.
So sexy.
Wonderful.
And I know what I loved about her breasts. Her breasts were really small, but the shape of them, you know how they go kind of low and tight, and then they puff out at the end, and then this nipple just, like, almost points up, kind of scoops.
Yeah. It's the pear.
Oh, her breasts were so nice. I was like, I could lick those.
I loved her personality.
Oh, great.
She's loving, she's lovable, positive, happy. Delightful. Partyful.
Now, she happened to be... she was insightful.
She was the shaman, right? Her
village.
Mm-hmm.
So this runs in the family. It's something that they inherit. They have vision that you know, regular us don't have.
And she said when everyone was masturbating. So day two, we do go back to the circle, and then we have the Hitachis. And it sounds bizarre, and you might think, like, I could never do that because I thought I would never do that. There's something wonderful about 13 women in a big circle, laying back, masturbating together, listening to the sounds.
Smelling the scent.
Mm. It was so soaking amazing.
Up, soaking up the energy. And then Granny is talking dirty.
And she said that during the process, when you wanted everyone to talk about what it was like, she said she saw big fires.
Flames
over every person individually. Yeah. So and that's what it was.
The colors are yellow, orange, and red.
Mm-hmm. The lower chakras. Colors.
Yellow, orange, and red. That's the three lower chakras, which is what we were working.
Yeah.
And so that energy is going, whoosh. I can't see it. I would love to see it. Like
I would
she,
too. I wanted I to see it when she but said you, I was so yeah. jealous. I was
no,
like,
but you
oh.
feel the energy. I feel the energy. I'm very aware
the
of it.
The energy yeah. and the people to the left and right of you, it was just the way it should be. Yeah. And that's how I say it. That's how you should learn about sexuality, like you did when you were in the cave and everyone was together and you would hear sounds and it would inspire you. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? You didn't need porn in caveman times, right? You were... Ooh. Listening and feeling and being, and it was just so beautiful.
Yeah,
at the same
couple
time.
Three rocks away were having sex, yeah. and you heard the sound. Oh.
I'm gonna masturbate.
Yes. Oh my!
And Sandra had the best sound. She got everyone inspired. Did you hear that?
Sandra she did.
Which one was Sandra?
The one next
black
to you?
Orchid. Oh, to the right of me.
With yeah. the black orchid pussy? Oh, you don't remember
so
her?
Are you kidding?
Beautiful.
I have never... No, I've been looking at women.
And you can
genitals.
Find these shots online. We're going to have them online. But what we did is, yes. the first day we do a vulva self-exam to see all the different pussies and get everyone out of their shell.
Yeah. Now, I've been doing vulva exam for like, what, 25, 30
and she
years?
And hers was the most beautiful.
And all these oh years, God. I've looked at thousands and thousands of women's vulvas, and this woman sat down next to me. And
we
I
called her the
down,
Black Orchid.
And I went to Black Orchid. I've had several, but she was...
Amazing.
The most spectacular. And it caught my breath, and I think you said I was staring, or...
Well, you were overcome.
I was.
You were overcome, and I could see it.
She was so beautiful, and I certainly did agree with you.
Oh.
And I could follow your emotions.
You felt it
easily,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And I'm, this is. Yeah. So it's like...
Describe it, please, for the listeners.
She had her inner lips were a much darker color. It was like a smoky brown.
Yep.
Yeah. And it had all kinds of designs within the inner lips. It was like shapes and veins and shapes and laces and fancy things. And then when you got down to the base of her vaginal opening... These beautiful, smoky, brown drapery things, it was a half an inch. It extended
But
below.
You know what I loved about it? It was very thick and filled with blood, like it pushed out. It wasn't like a long inner lip that kind of hangs.
No, the
it was a long inner lip that was like a flower petal coming out and opened.
It
yeah,
would open.
It was open.
Oh, it was absolutely, yeah. and very, very nice sized clit.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
also.
Yeah.
Look at Betty's face. I wish you could see it. She's like,
wonderful.
It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful part of the woman's body.
The most beautiful.
Well, you know, come on, our faces are okay too. But the idea is
Pia agrees with me. Go ahead.
I consider the female genitals to be the human flower.
It's
the flower with petals.
It is.
Really just so beautiful. So I call it the human flower. I call it the temple of bliss.
Mm, I like that.
And
bliss.
I call it
I
the
want
gateway
bliss.
For all of human life.
It is.
The gateway between the formed and the unformed world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How can that ever, ever, ever be shameful?
It shouldn't.
Easy.
It shouldn't.
Easy.
But did you see the difference? Today, so the first day we do the vulva exam where everyone gets naked. We sit in the group. We talk about our body image and our orgasms. Mm-hmm. And then we go one by one and you sit down next to Betty and she puts a light on your vulva and she puts some oils on your hand and you open up your pussy and everyone looks and she talks about what kind of pussy you have. It's an Art Deco or it's this. Maya was so happy to be an Art Deco. Oh, no, Christina. Yeah. Christina mentioned it like three times today. She was so excited to be... Yeah. A style that was positive. So you when you get in the circle, you're kind of nervous. You're in your robe and you're like, okay, I'm going to get naked for the first time. And you guys have done this a million times. I'm a newbie. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give my newbiness to everyone of what I was taking from it. So you're sitting there and you're like, okay, I have to get naked. And the first thing you do, you're in your robe and you talk about, okay, how is my orgasm? How's my body image? Which of course brings up your relationship issues, your family issues, your personal issues. So you're sitting there and you're like, okay, am I going to be honest? Am I not? Am I going to fuck around? And then you have to be honest. And then you go around and then we do the vulva self-exam.
The woman before you was honest.
Isn't that something? Bertie, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. And so you have to be, because it's like, if I don't and I sugarcoat this or I try to make it seem, they're going to know, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to know. So you spill the beans and you like expose your soul and the whole time your heart is pounding and you're like,
why? We are just women and we all want to have better orgasms.
And that's what unites us.
Yes.
We are not here to judge anyone else.
But you still feel like you're
participants. Unless after hours. Not during the workshop, but after hours. After hours, we can.
Microphone ladies, I'm yelling at them.
Keep us on track, honey.
And genital show and tell is one natural, one with the outer lips held open, and one with the clitoris showing, and one where you really look at your pee hole and the periurethral glands, the periurethral ducts.
Those only show.
So you can really see.
They only show on hers. I've never seen a periurethral.
Oh, plant. Pia, I have to admit, I think Pia was one of the best pussies too.
I'm proud of my demo model.
Your demo model.
Hers, it's beautiful. We have to take a picture of that before we go. You know,
are just so beautiful.
They really are
perfect for demonstration because everything is so obvious, so open, so clear. So, yeah.
No, they're just, and they're like a peachy color. And that was interesting, seeing the color from woman to woman. So you're sitting there, and at first, the first person decides to go, which is, of course, Pia, because she does workshops.
I know I have a bloody good demo model. Some women are very curious.
That means she has a good pussy.
Basically.
We do get picked up by her boyfriend, Morton. So we know how good that pussy is because Morton's really nice. So no, we can only imagine.
Morton probably hasn't figured out how good it is yet.
No, he hasn't.
See? I knew it. It takes him forever to figure it out.
And so then one by one, the black orchid, and they all sat down. And it was really interesting because at first, everyone, so you're naked by this point, you just robe, and then she's doing the vulval exam, we're all watching. And everyone's kind of sitting back on the carpet. And it was interesting, with each woman, everyone got closer and closer and closer. And I ended up going last because I figured I'd let everyone go first because I'm like the assistant, so I don't want to like monopolize time.
Oh, baby. I worked your butt off.
By the time I sat down, everyone was moved in and so close. And everyone was going, wow, look at hers. It's shaped like a heart. And what's this? I love the brown and the color. So Betty had the good idea, and I would never have thought of this. You were like, where's your camera? And I had the camera set up on a tripod to film the workshop, which we didn't end up doing.
The orchid was so beautiful. You just had to have a picture of that.
The picture is amazing. Oh. So, what was interesting today for me is that's how we ended yesterday. And in the middle, we have lunch and everything, and we're all sitting in this beautiful office space with 15-foot ceilings and crown mortars.
I was very, very pleased with the
year and herringbone wood floors, and everything was so beautiful. And we go in the kitchen and there's all this beautiful food laid out and we're all eating and being together. Today, when we came in, I brought the laptop and we had all the vulva pictures. And I went around and showed each woman their pussy. And the women sitting next to them would look too. It was interesting. It was nothing but positive comments. The pony woman was like, oh my God, look at her coloring. And everyone about Emma, who is the largest woman in the room, who is definitely a big woman, was like, oh my God, look how deep her pussy is. Everyone was saying positive comments, not only of their pussy, but every other pussy in the room.
Everyone else's, yeah.
And I thought that was so healing and so wonderful.
It is always like that.
Yeah. So genital show and tell, I call it genital design admiration.
I love that. Genital design admiration. Love it.
I have because of you, Betty, I've grown into being an admirer of the female genital design. Oh. How different they
and
all
the
are.
And the more you look and yeah. the more you see,
it's amazing.
The more extraordinary this becomes.
So aren't you excited? Because Betty has her original vulva slideshow. From the
I'd
first,
love to see that.
We have
Your
it.
Original.
You'll see it tomorrow during her.
Please.
The first.
My lecture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
my absolutely. Her lecture, she goes through, she took the vulva slideshow to the first and only sexuality conference at NOWHAD. And she did how many, 100 slides?
I think that night I showed, or that afternoon I showed probably, oh God, 100. I mean, I really OD'd them.
And each one was different and unique. And she had the slides and we were looking at them and we were doing the presentation. And I thought, you know what? We haven't shot and photographed a pussy since 1970.
Well, there's one woman who does, Susie, whatever her last name, and she's...
But you haven't.
Oh, no. But there are some women who are doing pussy portraits for porn. But I think it has a little different...
Feel to it.
Then
we did real. We just did real.
Women documenting real women. That yeah. are wives, mothers, you know.
I don't want to Photoshop it. You know what I mean?
No, we're not going to... No.
And so you said grab the camera. So I started shooting everyone.
No. I've always wanted to do this. I've done this 1,000 times and I'm thinking, oh, I would love to photograph.
Yeah.
Oh, if I just...
But it was weird to say it.
So the woman that came... Yeah. The woman next to me with the black orchid.
Sandra.
Sandra.
We love you, Sandra.
Sandra, I was transfixed by the form of her vulva. I could not believe it. It was a combination flower oyster.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a flower oyster. You're right. Yes. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
And I'm looking at it, you know, and I've seen so many, and this is so different. I looked up and I said, Carlin,
grab your camera.
Does that camera take a still photo?
And I'm like, of course, I had it set up for video, but I'm like, I'll take it off right now. No problem.
Zoom, 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 and she's over there and she's going.
There I am, bending on my hands and knees.
Bending
with my ass in the air, naked. With all of the women seeing everything, because I'm bent over to take the shot of her pussy.
Oh, yeah. We just loved the situation.
Do you know, two women told me today they were very happy I was here and they thought I was would be wearing clothes because I'm your new assistant or whatever.
They thought my assistant would be clothed.
They said you were bending over on all fours taking pictures and you were so great and so relaxed and thank you.
Yeah.
You added to it, and I was like, oh, my God, Layla,
thank
I'm going to cry. But it was hot taking the pictures. And you know what? I think all the women... For someone to want to take a picture of your vulva because it's so beautiful, that in and of itself is healing.
Totally.
And today absolutely. I had them sign releases before we gave them our certificates because that's the lawyer in me. I was like, I got to get it.
Thank you.
They all signed and I told them, you don't have to sign if you don't want to put the picture. So we're going to have the new addition to the vulva.
Slideshow.
And we're going to have it ready to go. It's going to be amazing. Wait till you see Layla and wait till you see Christina and Katya and Maya and Pia.
We didn't photograph Pia.
We are before we leave.
We didn't photograph me.
We have to do you two. We'll do it. We need some good light.
The teachers have been left out.
We need to do it with a lot of natural sunlight.
Teachers, maybe we should.
You guys can't be
as
on
the
podcast
the teachers,
unless you're going to speak
keep
in the microphone.
Them waiting. The teachers might want to keep our public waiting.
That's true.
They might have to come take a workshop to see what
we look
like.
Isn't that always the way? Betty wants more water. You always want more water. She's like, where's the water?
I drink a lot of water.
That's very healthy.
I'm pouring.
That's great.
So that was day one. And know what I loved about day two? As soon as we got into the main room with the couches, and we did two more magazine interviews today. We interviewed with the Cosmo of Denmark. That was kind of lame. But we got the message out there and blah, blah, blah. But what was interesting is when everyone came in, they immediately sat down, put their stuff down, started taking their clothes off, and everyone was talking together, and everyone was like hugging each other and touching. You know what I mean? It was non-sexual
warm,
touch, but it was affectionate touch.
Yeah. That's one of the things that we all miss. Everybody gets, I mean, touch usually relates to sexual touch.
It's the only touch we get.
Or it's a parental comforting touch.
Yeah.
But it's never a just like a, ooh, a huggy, yummy.
I like you. Yeah.
You're a wonderful person.
Yeah. Without any overtones of ownership or sexuality. It's simply appreciation. That's really rare. It is rare to get lots of touch from appreciation.
I do that all the time.
Yes.
I get beaten That's up why... for it because people are so...
Because people don't know what it is. They don't understand it. And I think if
they
you went...
think you're coming on. They think you're coming on to them.
And I know quite well that I'm not.
I know.
I come from my heart. I express my feelings.
And you
I
touch
have talking
them.
Hands. I simply have talking hands. That's it. I have talking hands that expresses my heart. What's in my heart is appreciation for the other person's personality.
This is probably... absolutely, totally desirable, and it should be average.
Mm-hmm.
But we touch each other, we bump into each other. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Don't touch me. You touched me on the subway.
Oh, sorry. Oh, are you making a pass at me?
Did you touch my nipple?
What? What is this? This means then you want something from me? Now I have to put out for you? Oh. Because as little children, we didn't get enough hugging and kissing.
Yeah.
We didn't get enough.
And that's what was so amazing. I think it was so healing. The women were touching and feeling.
The touch I was getting was disapproval all the time.
Negative.
All the time.
And in the workshop, when we're nude, we're touching, we're hugging, we're kissing each other.
But not in a sexual way.
Not sexual. It is love and appreciation.
Well, because you know what? You go from day one, where now everyone has seen everyone else's vulva up close and personal, right? Then I show them all the pictures. And then Betty goes around and says, you know what? What did you take from yesterday? What struck you yesterday? And you hear everyone say the same thing, right? Fantastic. I was even, Beerta said,
easy.
They said everyone said it was easy and that last night they slept really well.
And that's so natural.
And they felt at peace with themselves.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So here's the cynic, the lawyer, the type A, the like, if I can't see it and touch it, and make it into money, you know what I mean? Saying it's not, I don't even want to say the word spiritual because it's not religious and I don't want that connotation.
No, spiritual actually is an okay word. We have to reclaim it.
We should reclaim it, but it was almost like plugging into some kind of collective that we're all a part of.
Universal.
And all the universal truths as women, and we're sitting there and no one's scared that they're naked or that someone's going to touch them or that someone's looking at them. There was no disapproving look. Everyone was like, oh, that's you and all that. I can see the beauty in that.
Yeah.
And that was so amazing. And then we plug in the Hitachi magic wand.
Oh, whoa.
And I'm like, how is Dodson going to do this?
how is this
going to go?
What I loved after we did the masturbation ritual.
But you know, start from the beginning where you stood up. Because I didn't know how you were going to go. So I plug in all Hitachi's like the assistant and P is helping me. And then you said, everyone stand up.
No. Didn't we start off first with
the barbell. You're right.
We start off with the vaginal barbell. So they're doing slow, conscious penetration with this beautiful barbell.
Metal. I knew Lila was going to love it with all the stainless steel in her pussy.
Oh.
I knew she was going to be like, this is for
stainless steel kisses more stainless steel. So we start with the barbell, the PC muscle, and slow penetration. Then we add manual stimulation around the clitoral area. And I give them some, do it light, do it fast, do it hard, do it slow. And then from there, we pick up the vibrator. And now they let go of the barbell, let it just sink in and stay there. And they lie down.
And Katya could stand up and hold it. Did you see that?
One woman stood up and held the barbell.
In her pussy.
It's like a guy putting a towel on his dick with a heart on and walking across the room.
It was amazing.
I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring my camera out and snap that because I was like, God damn, I should have. She would have loved it.
Yeah.
Very Such an right. idiot.
You're learning. Don't be hard.
Next time.
This is totally new. I've never had a camera available to me in the 22, 3, 5, whatever years I did the workshops like I had today. And it has blown my mind when I spontaneously said, oh, Carla, Carlin, can you take a...
You were frantic. You were like, we have to can you, get this, get the black orchid on film
can
now.
Can you take a picture of this? Your camera do this? She said, of course, her camera does everything. So she comes running over and I... And then you take the picture and we can look at it immediately. I don't come from that generation. I come from the generation you turn in the film
and you hope.
A week later you get to look at the pictures. Half of them really suck. And so now I'm looking at this little picture. I'm going, oh.
And they were all so good.
It's so good.
They
do
were
it
so
again.
Good.
Do another one from this angle. Oh, do the, I mean, it blew my mind. So then the next woman, I'm thinking, oh, I think we could do a picture of everyone. Carlin.
Because then they were really, they were good sports, but I think it was part of the vulva worship. It was part of the acceptance.
Everyone wanted a portrait.
Who doesn't? Why is there a porn star fantasy? You want to be a porn star because you want someone to want to film you fucking with your pussy and someone to want to buy it. That's the fantasy of being a porn star, is that someone wants to watch you be sexual. And it's just hot.
Honey, that's pussy power. This pussy has value.
The pussies were amazing. They were off the hook today.
Aren't they beautiful?
Ugh. And then, yeah. So then you got the, okay, so they're the Hitachi. So
every single pussy has her own wonderful, beautiful qualities to her.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that.
No two pussies are ever exactly the same.
Then you can appreciate the face more. The face becomes more beautiful.
Yeah, it's having combined the face and the genitals.
Wonderful.
Yep.
It's something we never get to do. I see your face. I have no idea what you're doing.
Women, we never get to see pussies.
I know now, darling. Yeah, I saw that magnet.
Pia just leaned back and lifted up her skirt. She's not wearing panties because ever since she watched the story of Oh, It's Really Hot, and she spreads it and Betty goes, oh, yeah, I like it.
I leaned over and looked once again. You know, it's like you think you've been doing it for a whole day. Relax. Oh, let me see again.
Please have a look.
I'll see you again. Yeah, let me look. Let me look.
We're pussyaholics.
Well, basically, yeah, I think
you become one once you
everyone.
Start.
But you know what? It was so amazing today because day one is great and fantastic. Day two blows your mind because day two, after the barbell and the penetration of the PC muscle, Betty makes you stand up and we take the Hitachi magic wand. And she's very smart. First, she's like, put it on your neck, run up your face, put it on your chin, put it on your nose, put it on your forehead, put it on your chest, move it down, hit your nipples, hit your stomach. And then, oh, now we're going to play and put it on the pussy for a little bit. And then everyone starts to get like, huh, huh, huh. And then you're like, okay, everyone lay down. And we lay down on our towels. And then before you know it, and it seems completely organic and natural and non-freaky, and you're not afraid of anyone sitting next to you, touching you, or doing something you don't want to do, you all start masturbating in unison, and then the sounds start. And Sandra's like, huh, and it's, you know what, it's different, it's from the gut. It's not that porn, huh, huh, oh, fuck me, oh, your dick is so big,
It sounds more like a pack of apes than it does the porn stars. Going,
oh, it was so amazing. Sandra, and you know what? Bertie next to me, you heard her. She was giving some good moans, too.
Oh, she was going,
She was so good. I love, she has great.
On orgasm.
I think she
really
came
was.
The most.
Yeah.
She was coming and coming.
I don't know, my girlfriend to my right. Sandra.
She was a little louder. Sandra had a good time.
Oh, you know, I mean, she. I got two. I got at least two.
And isn't it funny that you got next to her? Out of all the people
well,
in
no,
the group.
No, I didn't plan it.
That's what I mean. You didn't plan it, but she ended up next to you.
You know how I figure it? The goddess designs the workshop far more than I do.
Yeah.
Because when I start these groups, I know fully well I am not in control. Now, I must tell you that in the 2 days that I have not been in control, I have suffered tremendously. I have to come to calm down. Come on, shut up. Calm down.
I just make jokes and I'm like, whatever, Dotson, get moving. I just try to like take your mind off it by humor.
Don't think about it. Then I'm going, okay, look at this. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, I lose control.
But wasn't today.
Oh, it's painful.
It was amazing, the sounds. There was one point where Sandra started to come and be really loud, and then Bertie, and all of a sudden, all at once, I swear to God, it was simultaneous orgasm. It was the one true simultaneous orgasm I have experienced.
It moved around the room.
It does.
The energy moved around the room. It was amazing. I never thought I'd be sitting here saying that, but it was tremendous. And then afterwards, oh my God, when we stopped and we all looked around, we were so bonded as women. And then we all were like, let's get some lunch. We went in the other room and we're eating.
I'm hungry. I actually cut the masturbation ritual a little short.
We did 2.5 hours, 2 hours.
Well, you could have gone a little bit longer. I checked the room out and I thought, you know, they're good for another 20 minutes. But damn, I'm hungry.
And we all were.
Food break.
Everybody was happy.
We were all happy. And then afterwards we came back and we talked about the experience, and then I got everyone's releases and gave them the certificates. And then we settled it. And it was just, it was funny because when we left, it was like everyone left with us. Like no woman would leave before everyone was gone. They wanted to bask in the glory. And they were very like, I could see like imprinted on you, Betty and Pia. They were very like, wanted to stick around and be close. And I could tell they're going to the lecture tomorrow and they're like, we're going to be at the lecture. Like, because it's a moment. It's a moment in time that you spend with someone, and it's pure. We didn't want anything from each other.
Nope. Not at all.
Maybe another workshop.
Yeah.
But we didn't penetrate each other. We didn't take from each other. We didn't say, like, I fucked her. You know what I mean?
No, we touched each other's feet, and that's
a lot of
it.
Hugging. Oh, there was a lot of hugging.
Oh,
yeah, but that was so great, because it was more like, I love you, I spent this time with you. Because almost in a way, that whole sexual touch is one of the basest touches you can have.
Yeah, what I always see is when I go through this process, which I haven't done for 12 years, because I've been working with individual clients, is that it is the consummate female bonding. And if we're ever going to have sisterhood,
that's what we need to do.
It starts. Yeah.
Because you know what? That's where you get around the body image issues. When I look at someone saying, oh, their butt's bigger or smaller than mine.
Listen to this. Did you love the moment when we're, how do you feel about your body and your, and we got to Emma, who's huge. And she said, here's this really large woman. And she said, I love my body.
And my boyfriend loves my body.
And my boyfriend loves my body. And she is just this round bowl of happy jelly with adorable face and this outrageous chunky hairdo.
Yeah, it was great.
You couldn't help but love her. You really couldn't help it. And because of the weight, she couldn't have as many orgasms as the thinner people. And then she'd come, and then I'd look over and she'd be flat on her back, totally out of it. Asleep. And she'd come back. You know what I mean? And then I'd look over and she'd, oh, Emma's going for it again, far out.
Good for her. Yeah.
And then I'd look over and totally out of it. It was so, God, I love that woman. She was wonderful. Totally happy with her, really.
And what about Layla? You just had her scratch her back with those long black nails with the stars on them, like all night long. She was like, last night, but he scratched it on the wall. She's like, my back itches. Where's Layla?
I know that those black nails of hers were so extraordinary.
They were.
And this beautiful, her face was so beautiful, and this blonde hair and this big, white, billowy body. And
beautiful.
I leaned against her at one point, I don't know for what, and I said, oh, Layla, you just feel so good. And so today I went and laid down back on her between her legs, and I just said, scratch my back, scratch my back. So she was these incredible nails. She says, my boyfriend loves this. And I said, I get it. Go more and more, harder. So she's scratching and scratching, and I said, oh, now rub it. And she did, and I said, oh, and I leaned back. And my head was nestled between these gigantic pillowed breasts.
She had good breasts. And she had nipple rings, too.
Everything. Jewelry everywhere. And I leaned back on her body, and it was the most exquisite pillow I could ever hope for. And, of course, I had to get up to go back to the group. But, see, people don't know this. If you've never had this experience, if you've never hugged or been close to a big body, I'm not talking about morbidly obese.
No, just full figure.
They morbidly obese don't like it either. Nobody likes it.
Well, it's not healthy.
No, it's an illness. It's an addiction. It's like, you know, making love to a drunk. No thanks.
Yeah,
thanks. Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yep. Yeah, OCD.
We got all kinds of them. But to have a big, full female body, it's beautiful. It really is. And then I sit there and I go, Johnson, you're little. You're just this little old bitty thing.
And you're hanging out on this big woman. Oh, she was great. And then I was so, to go around the room again in the circle and have everyone talk about the energy and the feeling. And no one wanted to leave. It was just like, as women, we're denied that. We're denied that camaraderie and that sisterhood. We live in our little isolated lives, or we're in a relationship and we're married and we have our kids and our jobs and we're in our home. And there's even no extended family in our home anymore. So we don't even have our mothers or our grandmothers or any women to guide, our aunts, anyone to guide us. And I feel like it's so necessary.
Yes. Divide and conquer. We don't have a sisterhood.
No, and it's so ridiculous. It's such a waste. And to sit there and have this moment with everyone and just feel like, I know we got everyone's email addresses, and I'm like, I know that I will know them for a very long time. You know, forever, because it's a moment in time you're sharing.
Well, at least for a lifetime. I don't know about this forever business, but for your lifetime.
For my lifetime. That's
what
I mean.
They will be with you.
That's my forever. My lifetime is my forever. That's what I think. Like, I'll always know Lila and Suzanne and Christina.
Unfortunately, after 22 years, I've lost track.
And we have so tomorrow we're meeting with the producers.
I lost 6 years already.
You can't It becomes a montage of beauty.
And so tomorrow we can sleep till 11, and then we need to get up and meet with the producers of the 11th hour, which is like the Daily Show in Denmark, right?
Not quite. I think it's no.
It's a half hour with no commercials.
No, but the host is, he's kind of sweet, and if he liked the art we watched the other night, he's kind of naive. He's not sharp, hip.
He's very nice. He's very good looking,
very
too.
Very sweet, very cute. We both
He's
like
cute.
To fuck him.
I like him. So we meet with the producer, and then we do the lecture Thursday night with a slideshow. Then Friday we tape the 11th hour.
When are we going to decide which slideshow? I'm leaning towards the second one, but we need to know what we're going to cut out of the end of it.
Well, you know what? We should probably wrap this up, and then we'll do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm having a conversation with you.
So thank you. So this is Dotson and Ross in Copenhagen. Next, Phoenix. Then we're going to be in Phoenix, and then Cuba.
Cuba.